This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
It is? She asks him curiously.
Blah.
Next up is Logan. Blah. Well, I don't know why when I said blah, I did the stupid Fred Durst hands. I need somebody to make Bela Lugosi look like Fred Durst now.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked. Everybody sucks. You don't know why, but you want to justify drinking someone's blood.
Wow.
As the new year and new decade dawns on us all, the promised prophecy has finally come to pass. Steve-O's about to become a parent.
Aw, what a cutie. I'm so happy to meet you, dump truck Treg Borts.
Why are you trying to name my son? His name is going to be Drink for Ugg.
I beg your pardon. As the father of this child, I decree his name be Professor Otto von Sitzipus Krakendish Shagmeyer.
Wait a minute. If Steve-O's the mom instead of the dad, then one, when did he become an Omega? And two, who's the father?
Stay tuned to Friday Night Fan Fiction to find out all the juicy dramatic details and occasionally reads of some terrible fan fiction.
Also tell her she can't come out anyway because Canadians have been exiled from America.
Well, Trump wanted to reopen the border this Monday.
Trudeau's like, fuck that. You Americans stay where you are.
Oh, yeah. Like,
all right, we're on the topic. Let's just get this out of the way real fast. How many bodies of people that you've eaten out of boredom are currently sitting in your corner right now?
I have a corner?
Zero.
Wait, sorry, what? I definitely have zero cannibalized bodies in my apartment right now.
Okay, so we haven't gone full wasteland yet, right?
Can confirm the wasteland has not begun. The bodies are not piling up.
Come back in 2 to 4 weeks to check.
Yep.
Send help. I'm running out of room.
Are we at, like, the actual 28 days later point?
We might be.
What, wait, has it been 28 days?
I've liked a lot of the alternative theories on this, such as they warned us to not open that black coffin they found in Egypt a few years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. And that, you know, this is just the delayed release of the diseases that came out of it.
Sure.
I'm okay with that one.
Well, I mean, someone did drink the grave slime from it.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. But more so, my favorite one thus far is we're falling entirely in line with Demolition Man's story. There was the huge war and an epidemic that wiped out a lot of the population, and then there was the fast food wars, and at some point, you know, Schwarzenegger was president, he was governor, we'll probably have him as president after this.
He can't be the president.
And also, the other thing, people weren't touching. Like, there was no physical contact. That's because everybody did social distancing for like 500 years.
And we got the three seashells as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No more toilet paper.
Was it Taco Bell?
Taco Bell won the franchise wars, yes.
Yes.
Okay, I couldn't remember if it was in the American version or the international version.
Taco Bell is the only restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like a high-class dining establishment. It's the fucking best thing in the world.
Yep. It was Pizza Hut that was the other restaurant.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I am your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight, as usual, are David...
Demolition Man Hubbard.
Are you still recording, David?
No.
Damn!
I'll stop recording at the behest of Logan.
Yeah, I actually also stopped recording.
Son of a bitch.
What's recording?
It's that instrument you play in, like, third grade.
Oh, the one that you use to get the brown note. Okay.
Yeah.
Logan.
Yes?
I wasn't just calling your name. I was announcing you as one of the hosts of the show.
What do you want, Steve-O?
I was announcing you as the host of the show. Okay? And then there's Valerie, also Demolition Man.
What do you want?
And then there's Sean.
Sean, three seashells Hubbard.
I blame Animal Crossing for the three seashells.
So how many people here have Animal Crossing?
I do.
I have it.
I do not.
I kind of wish I had it because it's so soothing to me watching people play it.
Yes, we have like 900,000 games to get through, though.
I know.
So Animal Crossing is the only one that matters.
Speedrun that shit.
How many times have you said that about a game, Dave, that you've asked me to buy?
Two.
What about the games that you demanded that I buy and play with you, like Titanfall, the only game that ever mattered?
Yeah, whatever happened to that, Steve?
So tonight we're going to be reading about Goofy, first of all, because I hate everyone and everything. First up will be Sean, because I am doing the dumb thing where I'm putting the Totino's pizza rolls into my Swiss Miss, only my mom got the order wrong, so I'm dipping Aldi-branded Hot Pockets into Nestle hot chocolate.
Nice.
But Mom, I wanted Totino's pizza rolls.
Because Totino's is actual food.
First of all, you need to take a video of this for actual evidence.
Yes.
Second, why is your mom buying you food? Aren't you, like, older than me?
Because we don't leave the house.
Why does your mom leave the house?
Because my mom is not high risk.
Why are you putting your elderly mother at risk?
Yeah, isn't she like 1,000 years old?
She's offering!
Why didn't you make your brother do it or some shit?
Well, first of all, my brother's in Alexandria, and second of all, the other brother, I'm not gonna make him do that!
Wait, Alexandria is like 20 feet away from where you live.
Alexandria is like 2.5 hours, my man.
How is it 2.5 hours?
Well, that's also Maryland traffic.
That doesn't count.
No, it's like 2.5 hours driving my speed.
Oh.
All right, I tell you what I'm doing right now. I'm setting up OBS. OBS is recording right now, okay. So that...
Now we're recording.
We'll post this for the patrons and then to the general public. You can see, A, how messy my fucking office is. And B,
oh,
you can see, here's the fucking Nestle hot chocolate, and here's the Aldi branded Hot Pocket.
All right, now eat it.
Can you stream it so we can see it?
No, I can't.
Aw.
I cannot do that.
Have they not fixed your upload rate?
No, I just don't have the time or mental energy to do that. We have stories to read.
All right, dunk it and drink it, baby.
I'll dunk it and drink it while you start reading.
It's not my turn.
While you as the royal you.
Well, I can't read because I don't have the fix.
I'm getting this thing. It takes me this long to get the fucking link to the story. How long do you think it would take me to get the fucking stream ready?
Like 2 seconds.
1,000,000 years.
Steve-O, I don't have the link.
There it is. Copy of I Hate My Life, So I Wrote This Fic by Baloney Pony and Friends.
Goofy's yuck of the day.
Yuck?
Bella made her way to the Traverse Town's market area. She had set up a meeting with King Mickey's leader of the Royal Knights.
Oh, this looks so disgusting. It looks like I took it out of a septic system.
Well,
I mean, that's just normally what Hot Pockets look like, dude.
Not the brown! Not the brown part, David!
Wait, how much blood are you putting in your septic system that it looks like a pizza pocket?
It's honestly not that bad. The pepperoni is overtaking any hints of chocolate.
Dunk it more.
Okay.
Yeah, just soak it in there.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna leave it in there for 30 minutes.
30? Oh. No, start with 5.
Yeah, no, leave it in there for 5 minutes, take a sip, then leave it in there for 30 minutes, then you have to nuke it to bring it back to temperature.
Yes.
Grip and sip.
Do you want me to start, like, mashing it with the spoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I do want this.
Okay.
The 20-year-old reporter adjusted her wide-rimmed glasses and tied her brunette hair into a ponytail as she waited for him to show up. Where could he be? She thought to herself while pacing back and forth.
In a coma from trying this awful food experiment.
She checked her watch.
Oh, God, there's bits of pepperoni grease starting to float to the top.
You need to take more pictures.
I'm not taking any more pictures. I'm streaming the damn thing, which I can't really do on the camera because it's out of frame.
Bring it in frame.
Okay, yep. All right. Oh.
He's 30 minutes late. How could someone in such an important position be so... so, not punctual.
So does that mean his delivery is free?
Yes, his delivery of Totino's hot chocolate is free.
I wanted to point out these things. You can actually see the contrast. The darker floaty bits are part of the hot chocolate. The lighter, redder floaty bits are part of the pepperoni grease. Ugh.
What did you yell at me earlier about the cheese?
Oh, I said the cheese smells like fake cheese. It smelled like tofutti.
Oh.
What the fuck is tofutti?
Tofutti is a lactose intolerant friendly kind of cheese.
I see.
It's not good.
It doesn't sound good.
Especially with a name like tofutti.
Yeah.
Right.
Suddenly, a large shadow appeared in front of her. Bala looked back and saw the creator of this heartless elf shadow. It was a dog.
Woof.
A big dog.
Clifford the big red dog.
Ah, woo.
He was standing at a staggering 7 feet tall and had on...
Oh shit, it actually is Clifford.
And had on a green hat that looked like a crushed up tin can.
Ah, good to meet you, Admiral Whiterun.
What? He doesn't have green anywhere on his uniform. What are you talking about?
It's a new outfit.
What? No, it isn't. That wasn't approved.
It's casual wear.
The Empress has to approve that shit.
Bring back the Sunlands RP lounge so you can debate this in the proper channel.
Man, ain't nobody ever posted to that thing anyway.
You never even, like, started the damn thing.
I sure did, and then it fucking died, and then nobody talked about it.
No, we've talked about it several times on the show.
Yeah, on the show.
We've spent more time talking about it on the show than you ever spent typing in that chat.
Yep.
You lie through the teeth that you have in your skull.
Oh no, he's accidentally turned his recording off again.
Oh no, such an accident. How could it happen?
He was also wearing an orange turtleneck sweater, a black vest, and blue jeans with brown shoes, and black eyeliner, and black lipstick, and white foundation.
And black lace. Don't forget the black lace. That's very important.
I thought the lace was pink.
No, it's black first, and then it's a gradient to pink.
You forgot about that mascara that was running down her face with bloody tears.
Yeah.
Bloody tears.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
All right, the picture's going in the shame bucket. Take a look at what the top of this monstrosity looks like.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a chili gone wrong.
You're right. It does look like septic tank. Have you drank it yet?
No, I'm waiting for a break in the read whenever he's done his page.
Excuse me? Bella faces him and looked directly into his eyes. Are you Goofy?
Gahook?
Well, shucks, you must be Bella, he says excitedly. He grabs her right hand with both of his hands and shakes it, making her lift off the ground from the force. He's a Jedi now.
What Bella is this? Is there a Bella we should know about?
It's the weird fly fusion of Bella Swan with Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
And Bella Lugosi.
Yeah, and Bella Lugosi.
Yeah!
All right. I didn't know that they had Beastars fanfic already, but whatevs.
Of course they're gonna.
Once he's done, she readjusts herself, patting down her green floral skirt and blue camisole.
Can I talk for a second about how I hate that the American dub of Beastars uses Lugosi as his name when his name is Lugosi?
That's fine, but you talked for 9 seconds instead of one, so I'll still allow it.
All right, that was way more than 9 seconds. You are banished to the Shadow Realm.
All right, give me 9 times the amount of requested time, please.
Okay, so this is just like the Senate.
Just give me the time, all right?
Sure, all right. Logan, flip over the 17-foot-tall hourglass.
Okay.
Sorry I'm late. I got caught up with something.
Why is Canadian Goofy here?
Because the American one is in quarantine.
Fair play.
# Humboldt Schlong. Eh?
Not again.
He rubbed the back of his head and gave a worn smile. It's all right, but I'm going to have to put this in the report. Bella explained to him. A reporter's job is to reveal the truth, and this is a big problem for the kingdom. Well, then, I guess I have to make myself sound super interesting then. Yuck!
The first time I fingered my asshole!
Is she auditing them, or just, like, reporting? Jeez.
Oh god, no more auditing. No, audits are done for the year, thanks.
But tax season was extended to July.
Goofy led me to the place where we were supposed to have the interview. It was a theater in the center of town called the House of Mouse. King Mickey had built it as a community center to the townspeople. It's been really boring since Sora defeated all 13 Xehanorts in their climactic battle.
That's a joke. You think there was only 13 Xehanorts?
Oh, this is an early on one. This is before Kingdom Hearts 2.8 plus 0.2 prologue X weird character thingy.
Prolapse.
Over 14 days.
Wow. They had some real foresight calling it weird character thingy.
The House of Mouse allows for people to talk with each other and have fun.
So, I've tried to dredge up some of the solid bits.
Oh, no.
Don't do that.
Ta-da!
You.
Wow!
So, am I drinking or am I spooning this first, now that your page is done?
It's like a soup.
Yeah.
Let the solid bit sink down to the bottom again. Drink it. And then get a little bit of stew goodness going on.
Oh, I think this is iceberg territory. It's not sinking all the way back down anymore. It's just slightly below the surface.
Oh, great. That means the density is all fucked up by how much oil's in there.
It is. All right, guys. With my last breath, I curse Zoidberg.
Why do you curse Zoidberg? He didn't do nothing to you.
Oh! All right, I curse it. David... Demolition Man Hubbard. Oh, God.
There you go.
After like 3 seconds, it feels like vomit in the back of your throat.
Wow.
Oh, so it's Popper's Wild Ice.
Oh.
No, Popper's Wild Ice felt like pennies in the back of your throat.
Ah, true.
The richness of the chocolate and the like meatiness of the meat and the weird off cheese flavor. This is food that's come back up already that I'm being forced to devour a third time.
It's food in quotations.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have drank Swiss Miss and ate a Hot Pocket in the same go, and then you wouldn't be throwing them up together.
It wasn't even Swiss Miss.
This honestly tastes like a really, really bad Bean Boozled Jelly Belly. I can't even fucking drink any more of that. That's fucking disgusting.
I remember when they had the tie-in with the Harry Potter franchise and it was every flavor beans.
And I'm going to read next before I have to vomit. Goofy and Bella arrived at the entrance of the theater and approached the two guards at the front.
You hook?
You never know when a stray heartless might pop up, so there are guards in place just in case.
Gorsh.
Sir Goofy, please enjoy yourself. The first guard says to him, Why, thank you, gentlemen.
Responds Goofy while he bows and takes off his hat. The way he did it just seemed so goofy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bella, I was going to say curts-eyed, because that's how it's spelled. Bella curtsied and followed Sir Goofy inside. He still did not seem like the type to lead a whole... Oh, God.
Are you okay?
The heartburn. It attacks.
That burp was definitely indicative of oncoming heartburn.
Come take Tums.
I will. In due time. But that's why she was there, to uncover the mystery of why this buffoon is in charge. Straight past the regular seating area and up the stairs was the special seating area.
Ooh.
It turns out that I have an 18-inch cock.
It has to roll across this entire row of seats.
There you go.
Yup.
Bella went to take her seat, but Goofy pulled the chair out for her before she could. She fell flat on her ass.
Ah, that's funny.
Ever been mushroom stamped from across the room?
Oh my God.
Have you ever had any aspirations of being Squidward?
You're Squidward now.
At least he has a sense of chivalry.
Yeah, at least he asks before he makes you Squidward.
Blah, thank you, Goofy, she says to him.
Why is he Dracula now?
Because he's Bella Lugosi!
Oh, that's fair.
I'll allow it.
She says to him, he bows again. So it's Dracula and Goofy getting into a bowing match that never ends.
Ah, so it's Japanese Dracula. Japanese Dracula.
Japanese.
Seems legit.
So low that his nose actually touches the floor. This made Bella giggle, but she quickly regained her composure. So, shall we start the interview then? She asks him. Before they could start, however, a tall mouse appears on the stage. Ladies and gentle mice, He begins... Oh, sorry. Wow, that sounded like the puberty hitting.
I mean, it happens, man.
Hello. Ladies and gentle mice, he begins his speech. I, the great Mortimer Ma- Mortimer Mouse.
Yep, that's his name.
Mickey's Mortimer?
I believe so.
No, Mortimer is a separate character.
What does Mortimer sound like?
It just sounds like Mickey.
I, the great Mortimer Mouse, am proud to present you with the House of Mouse's play of the day, the Three Mouseketeers!
Why does he sound like season one Marge?
Homer!
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 Homer! Homer, you can't do that, Homer! Oh, no! Homer, you forgot! We're legally not allowed to be in this drive-thru anymore!
But Marge!
Homer, you forgot Bart's Reed sandwich!
Reed sandwich? What is the Reed sandwich, Marge?
Homer, won't you Squidward me now?
Marge!
Applause and woos erupt from the crowd as Homer Squidward's Marge.
Diddly diddly, Marge.
Must be a popular play here.
Yeah.
The lights dim and the play starts. Bella starts shifting uncomfortably in her seat. She's getting really antsy.
This interview was supposed to happen over an hour ago. Blair. Marge.
Blair.
She yells to herself internally, so she just bent over and yelled into her thighs.
Oh, I thought you were going to say into a vulva.
No, nobody's that flexible.
You see that?
Any porn that supposes to show a woman, like, yelling into her own vagina, it's two actresses 69ing. I guarantee you. There are too many bones in the spine.
No, there aren't.
Or a human centipede in a line.
Steve-o.
What?
I have hypermobility. I am practically able... Well, not right now because pregnancy, but I was practically able to do that.
Oh, conveniently.
Conveniently, you're too pregnant to yell into your own vagina. I see how it is.
You're not able to due to pregnancy.
Yeah, conveniently, I'm 6 months pregnant now, so...
I lost my place. Because now I'm thinking about Val bending over and yelling into her own vagina.
Marge.
Is that what she would yell?
Her vagina is not named Marge.
Vidge.
Oh, do you guys have names for it?
No.
Why not?
Why not Marge?
The TV's mom whose hair is large.
All right, I'm already this close to throwing up because of the stupid...
How's this for a name for you? Dump Truck Treg Marge Bortz.
She looks over and sees Goofy with a stupid smile on his face. His eyes are fixated on one specific part of the stage, the side with the tallest actor.
You know, this play is based off of real events that happened.
Yeah.
Goofy starts telling Bella.
In a TV show.
Her ears perk up. It is? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's Dracula, not season one, Mark. I'm getting confused from all the stupid things that have happened in the last 10 minutes.
It is?
She asks him curiously.
Blah.
Next up is Logan. Blah.
Well, I don't know why when I said blah, I did the stupid Fred Durst hands. I need somebody to make Bela Lugosi look like Fred Durst now.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked. Everybody sucks. You don't know why, but you want to justify drinking someone's blood.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. This is Goofy talking. All right. Yes-a-ree. The tall one is me. The loud, funny one is Donald. And the shortest one's our King Mickey.
Funny-looking one.
God damn it. The loud, funny-looking one is Donald. And the shortest one is our King Mickey. We go way back.
I thought the shortest one was me.
No, it's me.
You're the one with the disgusting concoction you have to drink.
Oh, right.
You're the one who's TV mom whose hair is large.
I love these responses to my fucking tweet with the cocoa. One's, Steve-O, are you okay? Roy says, of everything I've ever seen or heard from you, this is the most disgusting. Feel ashamed of your words and deeds.
They're not wrong.
Yeah.
Nabil says, Steve-o, this is bad even for you.
Nah, man, Steve can get way lower than this.
And Takaru says, Jesus Christ, dude, what the fuck? But it's a cute anime girl, so it's okay.
He tells her. Bella takes out her notepad and starts writing things down as he speaks.
What?
What should Bella's voice be?
Lugosi.
No, I'm not going to stick with it.
So it seems like your reason for being the leader of the guards is because of nepotism, she says out loud as she writes.
Nepotism? What's that? Some kind of disease?
I mean...
A disease?
You could say that. Bella continues writing down what Goofy says while the play goes on.
Okay, I have to get this out of the fucking room. The smell is starting to make me nauseous.
Go clean it. Don't just leave it in the kitchen.
No, I'm going to leave it in your office.
She finds herself becoming more relaxed, kicking off her 3-inch heels and resting her feet in the chair as she writes. Something about the way Goofy talks and the story of the play is making her feel very calm and safe. This is very weird for her because she never lets her guard down for anything.
Well,
ever.
I don't want to see it. Ew.
Especially around boys.
It looks like you dropped a used condom in there.
She hasn't even had her first kiss, and she doesn't know how to have proper sex. Why is this coming up?
Yeah, why is this coming up?
Yeah.
Before she realized, the play comes to an end.
That was a very fast play.
She wakes up from her writing coma and comes back to reality. Half the people in the theater have already left. She looks at Goofy, who is still looking at the stage. This time, however, he has a frown on his face, and tears are coming down.
Goofy, Bella asks, are you all right?
She puts a hand on his back. Despite his looks, it's surprisingly strong.
Yeah, I'm just reminded of my wife, he tells her.
Your wife? Bella starts reaching for her notepad again. But she stops when she realizes this might not be the time to write.
She died after my son Max was born.
Goofy slumps into his chair more. All right, I'm done.
Steve-O's not back.
Steve-O, come back!
Steve-O, come back!
You can blame it all on me.
His mood shifted so fast.
She thought to herself. She slips her heels back on and follows Goofy out of the door. Goofy takes her to his favorite spot for talking. The gardens of the castle. Yeah, sure, his favorite spot for talking. Yeah, we'll call it that.
Sure.
They sit down on a bench near the fountain and watch the birds fly overhead. It's nighttime now, so they're hard to see.
Why would birds fly at night?
Then why even fucking bother with that particular detail?
Birds do fly at night, you know.
They're owls.
Also, why is David reading?
Because the Council of Thee overrode you.
Then why even ask me to come back to say who's reading next?
We didn't ask you to come back to say who's reading. We just asked you to come back.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. Is it good now?
Yeah. What are you eating?
A bowl of cereal because I feel terrible.
Well, you're going to feel even worse eating a bowl of Kashi.
I'm not eating Kashi. I'm eating, like, fucking Crispix.
Crispix?
Crispix?
Mm-hmm.
It's not even real.
Why did you choose Crispix when you went to the store? Was that all they had? Were they cleaned out?
They had John Cena Fruity Pebbles right there, and you just denied it.
I like Crispix. They're good and good for you.
Yeah, we can hear that.
I like old people cereal.
Steve-O's a hipster.
I don't think Crispix counts as being a fucking hipster.
Yeah, if he was really committed to the hipster bit, he would eat Kashi.
But they can still be heard just fine. Bella looks over at Goofy.
Does it still hurt?
She asks him. Goofy looks at her.
Does what still hurt? He asks.
You know, being cut in three quarters after you thought you had the high ground?
That's not what it says.
You know, your wife being dead,
she says.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goofy looks at the floor.
It still hurts sometimes, yeah. But having Maxie and friends helps a lot.
What about the librarian from the Extremely Goofy movie? He was fucking her.
Apparently, they forgot about that movie.
He took her to the disco, and then after the disco was over, he took her to the champagne room, he bent her over, and he gave her that goofy dick. Nobody's seen Extremely Goofy movie.
I've seen Extremely Goofy movie.
I'm eating cereal, Dave!
That doesn't...
Sure.
He tells her, with a sad smile on his face, Bella puts her hand on his back again and starts rubbing it. She can't imagine the kind of pain Goofy had to be going through. It must be why he acts like an idiot all the time, to mask the pain.
You don't know my pain! My stomach feels like a maelstrom right now!
You know what?
Whose fault is that?
The internet! They did this to me!
No, your mom did that to you.
He's not wrong.
It's twofold because one, she cursed you with bad tum-tum genes, and then two, she gave you bad tum-tum food.
Steve, why didn't you just like tip her a fiver so she would get the right stuff?
Right. Be like, Mom, I'll be over there to fucking program your VCR, I swear.
I will say that throughout all of this, my mom has been absolutely wonderful. Every single time I've tried to pay for like the groceries she brings by, she says no. So I can't really tip her if she's like giving the stuff for free. She brings it and then leaves. I don't have an ability to do the thing that you're asking about, so I'll take my Aldi branded Hot Pockets and not Swiss Miss hot chocolate and never do what I just did again.
You could always just like run out the door and she tries to drop the stuff off and like sticky tack the fiver to her car.
You know, you could just throw it away.
I think you already did that.
I did do that.
Okay. We're caught up on the shame bucket. Good.
Yeah, I bet, she says. She doesn't really know how to handle situations like this, what with her wife not being dead and all, but she tries her best.
Well, just know that I'm gonna be here for you too, Goofy. We may have only met today, but know that you can rely on me.
She smiles at him and he smiles back. She stares into his brown doggy eyes.
Woof.
And gets lost in them.
It was a maze.
She, right? Like, that's the secret, is that he's not an idiot. It's just that normal thoughts get lost in the minotaur-infested maze that lives inside his brain. That metaphor kind of got away from me. All right, continuing on.
A lot of things have gone wrong in the first 35 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
She realizes she's staring and gets up, blushing heavily.
Well, it's getting late.
She says,
I need to get back to the hotel and write the report with the info I was able to get.
Is that the end of it?
Yeah, I fucking finished, man.
Then it's Val. Val?
My name is Val.
I'll look you back, Goofy tells her. She smiles and starts heading out of the castle with Goofy. They make it to the hotel at around 11 at night. It had been a long day and Bella was feeling insanely tired.
I am so tired that I'm going crazy.
Oh, that tasted weird.
You're telling me.
It's because OJ also came up a bit with it.
Wait, why are you eating OJ Simpson?
I thought he was in jail.
Is he?
He's not there anymore. He's in her stomach.
Goofy starts to walk behind Bella and feels pretty sad. He taps her shoulder and looks down at her.
Hey, you ever had an 18-inch dong?
Sorry for ruining your interview, he says to her. Bella looks up into his eyes. Her heart skips a beat when she looks into them. His gaze felt so warm on her body. What's happening to her? She's catching on fire!
That's right, I'm actually secretly a vampire and I can enchant you with my eyes.
I also thought that you said, like, when you said what's happening to her, it's like the end of Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade when they drink from the wrong cup.
Well, you chose poorly. Son of a bitch, you die.
Well, she puts her hands behind her back and starts fiddling with her fingers. We can continue the interview, .. in my room.
Oh, yeah, I'd like that. Let me plow your pleasure cave with my 18-inch dangus.
I gotta break this right now. Are you doing Goofy's director's commentary on the story we're reading?
Hell yeah, that's right. We're Misty in this one.
Oh my god, the special edition version of whatever that name of the story is.
Something baloney?
Get on my baloney pony. Are you ready to fuck?
She starts blushing profusely.
That's right.
Why did I suggest this? Oh, God, why? She thought to herself.
I do that to women all the time. I'm a real panty dropper.
Well, I don't got anything to do. Why not? Goofy responds.
I like the warning.
Yeah.
Yeah, in brackets, bigger font in red. Don't read the next part if you don't want your life to forever be changed. Skip page 10.
Too late.
All right, so let's say we skip the next part.
Nope.
No, we gotta read it.
Where were we supposed to go from here?
Page 10.
We are meant to ruin childhoods.
Yeah, we're here to ruin the characters. We're not here to pretend that we're not.
Oh.
Especially seeing Goofy with that big-ass fucking foam finger. I don't know where he's gonna stick it.
I scrolled all the way down to where it says it ends, and one of the last sentences is doggy dong.
That's right. Once you go goofy, you get real poofy from a weird reaction.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's an allergic reaction.
Bella shows Goofy up to her room, and they sit on her bed. She starts rubbing her arms out of nervousness. So she's just erasing them.
I've never been with someone who has such a huge cock.
No, I'm sorry. That's the allergic reaction. I'm allergic to latex.
Aw. But I have this really nice outfit for you, Goof.
If he can't use his dick, he can always use his nose. Have you seen the size of it?
Yes.
It's huge.
Yeah.
You stuff it right up in there.
Yeah.
How much of that is nose? Like, is just the little black tip the nose, or is everything leading up to it also the nose?
Are you asking about the anatomy of dog noses?
I'm asking about the anatomy of Goofy.
I don't know. I'm not a Goofyology.
That's the most stunned silence we've had on the entire show.
Goofologist?
Yeah, I'm not a goofologist.
The long white part is the muzzle with the nose being the end there.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Goofy is just looking at the floor, waiting for her to give him questions. Bella takes out her notepad and faces Goofy.
So, Goofy, she begins, you said you have a son named Max. What's your family life like?
There you go. That's what his family life is like.
It's my family life. It smells like Hot Pockets and hot chocolate.
Well, he's in high school now, so he has stopped talking to me. You know how kids are, should a phone. He tells Bella. Bella notices that he seems to have a smile on his face, even though he just said his relationship with his son is getting rocky. She starts scooting closer to him.
He no longer calls me Daddy Dearest.
All right, back to Sean.
Why am I getting closer to him? Body, stop this. She thinks to herself.
No, bad body.
Ah, yeah, body.
Goofy's presence seems to have some kind of effect on her that no other male has had.
It's the sex jaguar.
It's sex panther, by the way, not sex jaguar.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't want to get sued by Ron Burgundy.
And so, you had to have sex with your wife to have him, right?
She asks. Not really, no.
No, we did artificial insemination because my cock was just too big. It wouldn't fit inside her.
That can be an issue.
She tried yoga, but the only thing we could do was anal.
Oh, sad yuck.
Her hand is creeping ever closer to his pants. Goofy starts blushing a bright red.
Da-da.
Well.
Da-da. Da-da.
Da-da. Wait, is this the Corn Pops commercial? I gotta have my pops.
No!
I gotta make it pop. Oh, well, this fucking line.
Well, I did have to put my ding-dong dick into her vagina.
Her vagu.
Yuck.
And vagina is capitalized.
That's a proper noun.
It's a character in a Final Fantasy game.
That's right.
That's what she named it.
I use vagina cannon.
Ugh.
Bella looks at Goofy's crotch. She knew what a dick was because her father had always called the college boys dickheads. But she didn't know what a vagina was. What?
What?
Okay. American sex education at its finest.
I've been completely brought out of the story.
Yeah.
Goofy, what's a vagina?
Bella lived a very, very sheltered life.
No shit.
So she didn't know the technical term for her private area.
It's a Django.
Oh.
That's racist, Dave.
What? No, it's not.
Jingo is a very racist term.
I said vajingo.
Isn't that Spanish for the jingo?
No, that's la jingo, you dummy.
Sorry.
Wow, I read ahead. When she asked her mom would call it her private area or her
docking station.
Oh, gross.
Her dad was a real Star Trek fan.
Yep. But never a vagina.
Deep Space Nine, damn it, fine.
You always just suck it to me one more time. Dabo, 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 dabo.
It's like the word was taboo in her household.
No shit.
Well, it's that thing right there between your legs, he tells her.
Right there.
Bella looks down at her private area. It's dripping wet now.
I could smell it on you. You're a real horny minx.
No!
What the hell is happening? She starts freaking out.
You're getting horny.
Why is this happening to me?
You see, my raw masculinity makes it so.
You're a broken Deer Park water cooler.
Oh, no.
Goofy sees her concerns and wraps his arm around her. It's okay, Bella. This is natural, he explains.
I'm just gonna replace your spigot and you'll be good to go.
Tap her like a tree for maple syrup.
You were gonna say maple whiskey?
You just go up to a maple tree, shove a fucking sink faucet into the tree, turn it on, and then you got maple whiskey.
I mean, you're not far off.
Time to start my illicit maple whiskey business.
It just means you want to have sex. You're horny.
I never want to hear Goofy ever tell me I'm horny.
You're horny, Steve.
You're horny, Steve.
This is a nightmare that just never ends.
You gotta beat your willy until it's floppy.
Horny? But why? I don't even have feelings for you.
That's not true.
You don't need to have feelings for someone. For sex.
Exactly.
Damn. Rough when he puts it like that.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to see if this is true? He asked her. But before she could answer, he plants a kiss on her mouth. Bella is shocked.
That's rude. You're supposed to wait for the fucking answer.
She can't believe that her first kiss was with the captain of King Mickey's Royal Guards. Goofy pulls back and looks at her. Bella stares back and puts the tips of her fingers in her mouth. She licks her lips and tastes Goofy on them. Suddenly, she grabs his collar.
She starts speaking like him, too. Like, when you drink a Pokemon's jizz, you start to speak it.
No. Dave, did you not want to be reminded about drinking Pokemon cum?
I'd be remiss to say that no, I did not.
Wasn't that the Cave Load of Ditto thing?
No, the Cave Load of Ditto, I think it was the Lucario romance that was the one that introduced that.
Yeah, it's Lucario romance.
Ah.
I thought it was from a webcomic.
One of the paddle comic ones? No, that was the Evolution Feels Great on My Cock.
No, that one was Salacy on Daycare.
Sure are a lot of stories we've read involving Pokemon semen.
Yeah, I definitely remember that the Blaziken shot a huge fucking load in people's mouths.
But what's his name? Fucked his bay leaf into
The Chikorita into the bay leaf?
Chikorita into a bay leaf, yeah, yeah. And then the other story was the bay leaf into a Meganium.
Oh, that's a big one.
That is a big one.
Mom, I fucked you a new houseplant.
Oh, no.
Suddenly, she grabs his collar and stares him in the eyes. Do that again, she commands him.
Yokai.
Next up is me. She pulls Goofy in for another kiss. Mwah. He returns her kiss with passion. Ugh,
that's right, I like that.
I like it like that. I like it like that.
I like it like that.
I got soul. I got soul. I don't know the rest of the words because they're Spanish, and I never took the time to learn it. Bella felt like time had slowed down. This dog that she's only met for the first time today was kissing her in her hotel room.
Stop calling him a dog.
Borf, borf.
She licked his mouth with her tongue, begging for entrance.
Bleh.
He opens up, and her tongue makes a mad dash for his tonsils. Ooh, yes! Made it past the Shin Regards. All right, I don't have to repeat the stealth section again. Their tongues wrestled with each other for dominance. Bella kicks off her heels and undoes the ponytail, letting her long hair drape her back. She moves herself so that she's straddling Goofy's waist as they continue their tonsil tango.
Yeehaw.
Goofy picks her up and throws her.
3 points!
Playfully on the bed.
Oh.
She giggles excitedly as he starts taking his shirt off. She lays on the bed and sprawls out sexily. I don't know if there's a noise that goes with sprawling out sexily, but...
It's just a rusty door opening.
Goofy goes back on top of her and starts to massage her C-cup breasts.
Oh, yeah, C-cup breast.
A moan escapes from Bella's lips.
Oh, yes.
A sound that she'd never heard come from her mouth before. It came from other parts of her body, but not her mouth.
You should really oil your thighs.
Thank you, Bane.
You're welcome.
Goofy plants kisses on her cheek and down her neck, leading to her cleavage.
Pyong, pyong, pyong.
He bites the bottom of her camisole and starts dragging it up by his teeth. No! Bad, Goofy! Bella could feel her body getting hot from this action.
Let me out that bod.
You're almost into Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, you know.
People have told me I'm a horny dog.
Pay better blowjobs than no jobs, am I right?
Her breasts have finally been revealed for the world to see.
Da, 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 da.
You show them.
Goofy grabs the one on the right and starts to playfully rub her nipple.
Wha-pow! This one's mine.
What the f-
She has to bite her bottom lip to keep from moaning too loudly. His mouth finds its way on her left breast and he starts to lick her nipple from side to side.
Swing your arms.
Lay, 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 lay.
Eventually, he goes in for the... How do I pronounce this? Because there are separate colors for each letter. A red S, an orange U, a blue C, and a purple C. Well, it's almost a rainbow, so I'll do it like the bell curve. Suck! This is too much for Bella, and she lets out another moan. Bane.
Oh, wait, you said Bane.
Oh, yes, Bane. Bane,
I need a moan.
Oh, I'm moaning right now. Oh, yes. Yes. Ooh, this is real good. Suck of my Bane-y
tits.
When
I destroy Gotham, it makes me feel something deep inside.
Ah, yes.
The sound of them engaging in passionate play fills the room. Goofy's loud sucking, and Bella's whines and moans of pleasure are like music to their ears. I'm gonna go lower, Bella. I'm gonna be like Aladdin and show you a whole new world, yuck!
Oh my god.
Oh, gross.
Tatooine?
Goofy tells her. She nods her head to confirm that she's ready.
Give it to me, you fucking animal!
Goofy pulls down her skirt and reveals her white panties.
Ta-da!
Oh, yeah.
They're completely soaked. How horny was this girl?
So horny.
So horny. Goofy puts his gloved finger on her pure white panty and presses down. Squish.
Elevator comes down.
Bella's eyes widen in shock. Holy Ansem, this is the best feeling that has ever happened to her. She starts rubbing her crotch on his finger, begging for him to do something more. Next up is Logan.
Yeah.
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 Somewhat,
Call me the Space Cowboy.
Some call me the Gangster of Love.
Some people call me Maurice. Whoa, whoa.
Wait, were the suck always like that?
Yes, yep. They were like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't do it. This was a Google Doc that somebody submitted to us.
Are you ready, Bella? I'm gonna put a finger in,
he informs her. She shakes her head furiously. She needs this.
Oh, yes.
Goofy moves her panties down her legs and puts a finger on her naked lips. He rubs her sensitive area over and over, readying for the eventual penetration. Slowly, Goofy slides his index finger in her wet cunt. Bella squeezes the sheets of her bed. Of the bed. She had never felt something like this before in her life. Goofy starts going in and out at a moderate pace, but then speeds up when he sees she's enjoying it.
Oh, Goofy, don't you dare stop! She moans between breaths.
Please just don't yell at me anymore, dude.
I wasn't planning on it, Bella.
He says excitedly as he inserts another finger. Bella can't believe what's happening.
Yeah, I'm getting finger banged by Hamburger Helper.
This is the most anyone has ever done to her in a sexual manner. She feels a warm feeling starting to build in her lower body.
Goofy, I feel something coming, she says worriedly.
Exactly.
He says back to her. Suddenly, she bucks her hips up and lets out a loud moan.
Yeehaw!
Her natural lubricant starts to flood out of her body like a maelstrom.
This is a coconut oil. Like, there's a lot of natural lubricants.
Her tongue is sticking out all ahego and stuff.
Oh, no!
Lego my ahego.
Bleh! I'm sorry. Bleh!
Goofy lets her ride out the pleasure wave before removing his two fingers. She looks at him, and he starts to suck on the two fingers that were just inside her body.
It tastes pretty good. You should sell this stuff on the interwebs.
Here, I've got a link for many vids.
Goofy says to her,
I don't think that's a good idea, Goofy. She says back.
Her glasses are fogging up, so she takes them off and puts them on the little table next to the bed.
Well, this might be a better idea then,
Goofy says to her. She's confused and looks at him. But before she can figure out what's going on, Goofy grabs her legs and puts them on his shoulders.
Oh no! Here comes the atomic drop!
Oh god! He's broken her in half!
That's right, I'm gonna do a spine buster on you.
Yuck.
Get ready for this power bomb!
Oh god, she put her through the table!
And then another table! And then another table!
He then reaches his head down and starts licking her pussy.
By the end of the night, even the fucking catering table had been gone through by Goofy powerbombing Bella.
Shit, I fucking scrolled down.
And with that, we're going to go away and grab our guests. Welcome, Angel Bane and Sarah. How are you all doing? Please feel free to vent if you need to about the current situation.
You go first, Sarah.
I'm living.
That's good.
I did the self-quarantine thing because the rest of my company, they're actually classified as an essential now, but I did the whole self-quarantine because I kind of may have slightly fudged that I came into contact.
Here's hoping that you don't get it.
Oh, yeah. It was like a secondary contact thing. Friday is the end of my quarantine, 14-day quarantine. I'm feeling just fine. It's just one of those, I really wanted to make sure that I was good and doing everything I could for everyone else, too.
Mm. I don't know if you saw, but I have decided on my first tattoo.
I didn't! Show me.
Oh, I posted it in fanfic chat. Hold on.
No worries, I'm there.
Oh, I just deleted it.
No, I'm gone.
Fine. No, I'll do it again. There you go.
No, don't put it back. Delete it again.
Okay, I'll delete it again, and then I'll put it back. All right, well, Sarah, I'm glad that you are surviving and doing everything that you can. How about you, Angel?
I'm surviving for the most part. My company last Monday, actually, were like, hey, just be sure that your team is safe. You're working from home from now on.
Good. I think that a lot of companies that can do that are doing that, and that's the right way to go.
Yeah.
And then I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, we got hit by a 5.7 earthquake.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. It's just that was like the first big earthquake of my life.
It's a weird feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. And the aftershocks are really annoying. But someone from my team actually said it best, like, if a big one hits, I'm leaving my laptop behind and I'm just fleeing the building, probably to get corona.
Good idea.
Oh, absolutely.
Laptops can be replaced. Limbs, sometimes. The rest of your body, not so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, I left the house yesterday for the first time in a week, so there's that.
I'm glad that you did leave the house for a little bit, and I'm glad that you're doing what you can to stay safe. Anyways, onwards to the fan fiction. Valerie, please read the last page. I'm sorry, no, David. David cut in front of you, so David, please read the last page.
That's right, David, read the last page.
That's right, David.
Someone save me, this is a horrifying fic.
It's almost over. yuck.
Patreon?
10.
9. Nope, 10.
Ah, Goofy, she moans. He goes in on her puss-puss like he was a starving... Well, I'm not going to say that.
So. No, now you have to say it.
Say it, Dave.
Yeah, if you don't say it, I'm going to say it.
Go ahead.
All right. Ah, Goofy.
She Wait, moans. I said that.
Too bad. He goes in on her puss...
No, no, no. Dave, read every word except for the last three words.
Got it. Ah, Goofy, she moans. He goes in on her puss-puss like he was a...
Audience, insert your own Mad Lib now.
Like it was raining cats and dogs.
The correct answer was...
Starving African child. Sorry, Timmy, but you get to go home with the consolation prize.
Oh my goodness.
Steve, right there, I just want you to put like Price is Right, but have it like ultra overdrived.
This is also kind of taking cats and dogs to a whole different level.
Oh, definitely. And sorry, Billy, you didn't get the right answer. There won't be any Christmas for the orphans this year.
But there never are.
Eventually, she has her second orgasm and lies limp on the bed.
Ha!
She notices a hard thing inside of his pants, and she quickly turns around to get a better look at it.
Goofy, let me see your dick!
Wow!
She says to him. He's a dog, not a cock!
Really? He asked. But she drags his pants down to his knees anyway. She's now face to face with a 9-inch monster of a cock. This here is called the Goofinator, he explains to her.
No.
Goofinator? Meet Bella.
No.
She's gonna be your friend for the evening.
I hate that.
Bella can't stop staring at his doggy dong. It's so big and intimidating and...
Rabbit.
What?
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Rabbit.
It's... Rabbit. She gives it a test lick before taking the whole rod into her mouth. Even though this is the first time she's done something like this, she already feels like a natural. Oh, Bella, you sure this is your first time sucking a sausage? Because you're making me feel dizzier than when I ride the teacups with how well you suck Yahoo.
Yahoo!
That has terrifying implications that I'm not willing to go into.
I had sausage for supper as well.
He grabs the back of her head to get her deeper on his stick of truth. He comes into her mouth, something she was not prepared for. She takes all of it and swallows it down her throat. Little dribbles escapes, and she licks it up.
Rude.
First time somebody doesn't do that usually. No, I call bullshit. No.
You gotta remember, Goofy comes chocolate or some shit. I don't know.
I don't want to think about chocolate anymore tonight.
No. Goofy comes the exact thing that you drank today.
Fuck!
Your off-brand Swiss Miss garbage.
Oh, it was Nestle.
I need to go get the Tums. I totally forgot to get them.
His poor Tum-Tum jeans. Now's time for the real fun, Goofy says. He makes her lie on the bed. What's your favorite position?
What's your favorite position, Goofy?
Face down, ass up. That's the way I like to yuck.
It's doggy style.
He responds.
And God damn it, I read ahead. Son of a bitch.
Rams his meat stick into her tight hole. Bella gasps from the shock of having such a foreign object enter her baby maker, but soon she gets adjusted to the feeling.
Oh, Goofy. This feels better than drinking away my loneliness with vodka.
Wow. I'm so glad you can finally admit it, David. All right, go ahead, Val. Face down, ass up.
This is how I like to yuck.
You better do to yuck.
He says back. He keeps bounding away at the speed of light. He's a jackhammer in there.
Ouch.
He reaches over and grabs her breasts from underneath as he fucks her mercilessly. At this point in time, neither Bella nor Goofy cared about the lack of protection. All they cared about was the pleasure.
Great, the selfish fucks.
Well, yeah, they are fucking. Goofy! Goofy! I'm coming again!
She Goofy, starts to
this
mouth.
My purse. I don't know you! She can feel her third orgasm about to hit her. Like a truck!
Well, bam.
Wow, so she's gonna go for the sexy hat trick.
Yeah. Me too, Bella. Let's do it. Come on.
I never realized how close your Goofy sounds to your Bill Clinton.
I never did Bill Clinton.
Well, you just did. It sounded just like it.
Oh, there you go. I can't do voices. You know that. He says like he does in his battles in Kingdom Hearts. Bella's orgasm hits her hard.
I have a quick thing.
Yes.
Kingdom Hearts. He did not do any battles in Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hyucks.
Goofy definitely fought in that game.
Did you just say Goofy definitely fucked in that game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely what I said.
That too.
Yeah.
He almost died, but...
Detail.
Oh no, the Heartless drained him.
No, he was hit on the head with a boulder.
Yeah.
I think...
He got beamed real hard.
And then Mickey went like, my friend just died angry. And just like raged after a bunch of Heartless. It was kind of hilarious. Anywho.
Goofy!
What, Mom?
Wow! He screams that he lets loose a bathtub of cum into the reporter's meerkat tunnel.
Why are we bringing Timon into this?
So you wanna be a hero, kid? Wait, let's her do it.
That's the wrong one.
I want Timon in every movie now.
It starts.
Timon?
Timon, you know, the moon.
Hellfire!
Dark fire! This burning in my skin!
Let's just digitally replace every villain with the man.
New world!
Don't you dare close your eyes! Let it go! Let it go!
Guys, you're just doing Gilbert Godfrey.
Under the sea!
It works.
They both lay on the bed exhausted. Goofy is not deep inside her fuckhole.
Wow. Nut deep inside her fuckhole.
No, not deep. He's not here because he's a dog.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Four.
Bella finds herself drifting up to sleep, too tired from the night's activities. The meal's now over! Jesus!
Oh.
In maroon.
Val, you could have warned somebody before you do that.
I turned away! I swear I turned away!
Wasn't enough.
And I backed up from my microphone, too.
Hey, Steve-O, have you ever considered just turning people down?
For what?
Where's the fun in that? Permanent hearing?
He already doesn't have that.
I are people talking? I can't tell.
Is it the ringing?
Old man Steve-O is
back. I heard one person belch Ralph and nothing else.
Bella wakes up in the morning with a massive headache. She looks around the room and tries to wake herself up. What happened last night? She says out loud to herself.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
Yeah. She notices a note on the table. She puts on her glasses and reads it.
Dear Bella, it read. Thanks for last night. You were a good yacht.
Dear Bella, we have General Lee on the run again. I'll write you when we get to Antietam. A yuck?
Haven't felt that good since I fadoodled around with Maleficent.
Oh, wow.
Fadoodled?
Fadoodled?
Yeah, fadoodled.
That sounds like a fucking freezer pop. Like an It's a Kadoozy.
Like Otter Pops?
Or like a Jewish candy?
Oh, no. It sounds far too much fun to be a Jewish candy.
It's one of the rare good ones.
Dragon pussy is better than you might think. Yes, sorry.
Donkey agrees.
Wait, we're in Disney, not DreamWorks. Get your DreamWorks out of this.
Oh, excuse me.
You have to say it like Timon or Gilbert Godfrey.
Well, excuse me.
Oh, that was perfect.
Oh, my God.
Remember to take that pill I put next to your pillow. You're going to want to do that as soon as you can.
That's right. This fanfic endorses abortion.
Not what that means.
Endorses abortion.
Garsh, the liberal agenda.
So we all understand that Goofy just fucked her and then left, right?
Yes.
Yup.
Hey, Goofy's got important shit to do. He can't wait around for his hose.
Yeah, it was a one yuck stand.
Oh. Thanks, Val. Thanks. Beautiful. For the episode title.
And thanks for the interview. I went ahead and finished it for you and handed it in to the editor. It was fantastic. Until next time, Goofy.
It was fantastic until I ruined it.
It was fantastic until my potent seed put a baby inside of you.
P.S. I'm not actually a widower. My wife left me because I just love to yuck. The end.
Wow.
Could have done without the last sentence.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That was a very sharp and sudden twist.
Yeah. Like you're standing in line to vote and somebody just comes up and gives you a purple nurple out of nowhere.
That's right. This is what the liberal agenda does.
Goofy, I liked you until you started your stint at Breitbart.
Oh,
that's right.
All right, next up is The Furry Bible by Gay Furry. And reading first is going to be Sarah.
I just wasn't expecting this tonight.
Nobody does.
Sure, why the fuck not? I am reading my kind.
Yeah.
Fuck, and I just ran out of liquor.
Not me.
It's the Holy Bible, but rewritten as self-insertion furry slash fiction.
Okay, now I'm into this.
Chapter 1, Genesis, the Garden of Eden.
Cool, I'm going in. My name is Jamie, and I'm an horny oryx.
What's an oryx?
It's a type of deer.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
I thought it was the company that eliminated cockroaches.
No, that's Orkin.
I thought that was a race in D&D.
No, that's orcs.
No, that's drow. Yeah, that's orcs.
Yeah, were you about to say, no, that's drow?
No, I was going to say Orkin again, but then I was like, wait a minute.
I thought it was a whale's penis.
I would really like to watch a cut of The Lord of the Rings where every orc is replaced with a vacuum cleaner.
What do you smell?
I mean, they'd clean up nicely if that were the case. I was wandering around the Garden of Eden one bright and beautiful morning. I looked around at all the other beautiful animals, seeing a sexy young impala.
The car or the animal?
I just thought of the car.
It's probably the animal.
Probably.
No, wants a car.
Animal?
I'm 90% sure.
Yeah, 90%. Okay, fine. 90%. I'll go with that.
Excuse me? They're already showing sin.
Seeing a sexy young impala who made my oryx balls fill with hot, steamy desire to discharge.
I don't know why they don't read shit like this at fucking Sunday school. You'd get a ton of people in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't condone furries. But really, that impala was nothing. I was looking for Adam. Adam, he's a stallion. A powerful, muscular stallion. Every time I see him, I just want to thrust my oryx cock into his stallion ass so bad. I imagine his big bushy tail whipping around my stomach as I thrust it in and out of him repeatedly. There he is! Oh, Adam, my love.
My balls ache. They're about to explode.
Look at your big, powerful shoulders, your long, distinguished snout, and your enormous slurping tongue.
Deers do have long tongues.
It's like the liquor in Resident Evil 2. Logan, I think you'll be happy to know that if we didn't read this, it probably would have been reading Resident Evil Feet Fetish.
You're right, I am glad we're not reading that.
You are truly the most dignified creature in the entire garden. All creatures.
I like how it's so aware of what's being written. It's like you're the most enchanting creature in the entire Bible. The thing that we're reading right now.
All creatures, great and small, bow down to you. You and your rippled, muscular legs. But what is this?
His legs weren't actually rippled or muscular. He just kept hitting them with a spatula to get that pattern going.
But what's this?
What's this?
It's that foxy bitch, Eve.
great.
That's why you're not paying attention to me. I watch your tongue caress her long, furry snout. Orange hairs collecting in the saliva on your tongue.
I feel like I've gotten this now and like indoctrinated in my head. If I go to the doctor's office and they tell me to stick out my tongue, my instinct is going to be to go.
You must be a very annoying patient.
Anything to keep you out of the delivery room, Logan. You're not naming the kid.
They don't name the kid in the delivery room.
Whatever room they name the kid in.
I'm going to be in the office, the data entry person typing the name.
That's the long con.
How's that going, by the way? I haven't actually gotten an update in a while.
It's going okay.
Yay.
Baby's healthy. Next sonogram is in a month. Another month without orgasms for Val. So it's going okay.
I mean, you could do the whole orgasms thing.
No, she can't.
No, she can't. She'll probably have an early birth.
No. She'll probably be like, oh shit, I'm shooting out a baby now.
It's the opposite, Dave. Oh shit, I came, now I need a C-section.
Yeah.
So the cum is gonna block the cervix.
Ew.
I don't think that's the mechanics of it, but sure.
No, it's more because the placenta is very close to blocking the cervical canal, and if it does, then it's almost assuredly a C-section requirement.
I did not know that happened.
It's happening to her, and it's already been 2 months since she's had a go.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Usually, during the last trimester, it moves away.
Question, how do you give birth to an ancient Chinese game about territory capture?
Ugh.
How?
Great, Dave. You took it sky high in the intellectual era. I'm proud of you.
I sure did.
So he spares that Adam is straight?
I honestly thought that the main character represented Steve, quote unquote.
Me?
No, Adam and Steve.
Oh, okay.
Well, Steve, you were granted a government-issued fursona, but you didn't tell us what species it was.
Why is this a thing?
Yeah, you need to have a... What is it?
And also, why are these socks a thing with the king tiger?
Because why not?
Look at the shame bucket. Why
is the guy looking out the window?
Oh my god. What is this?
Everything about this sock is confusing.
It's beautiful.
Oh, the guy must be in a zoo.
There, I've distracted from the fact that I don't have a government-issued fursona yet. Please continue.
Hey, Steva?
No!
No, Steva?
What?
Can I have an early birthday gift of those socks?
Do you actually want those socks?
Yes.
Okay, are you a youth, small, medium, or large, extra large?
I'm sock size, I don't know.
What shoe size are you?
I wear an 11 and a half men's.
So you're a large, extra large. That'll be $14. Keep your change.
It's a birthday gift, though.
It's a birthday gift.
Yeah, you're buying it for me for your birthday.
No, you're buying this for me.
Wait, you're not supposed to buy your gift from other people?
No, exactly.
Oh, fuck.
It's like that time David bought me a bowling ball, except the bowling ball said Homer, and he kept it anyway.
First off, that was The Simpsons.
I don't know anymore, Dave. All of the messages you send me, 90% of the content is Simpsons memes these days.
Look, yes, I do send you Simpsons memes on the reg, but...
Yes. Yeah, there's no but. It's just... All right, you know what? I read ahead. Never mind. We're abandoning this story.
Oh, really?
Why?
Okay, cool.
It goes scatalicious right around page 3.
Wait, do you mean like the poopy?
The poopy.
Like poopy. Yeah. The poopy.
Oh, sorry, we have something just as sacrilegious. Here's Bible Man punches your mom in the penis.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's do that.
All right, you know what? Never mind. We're abandoning this one too.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, Steve-O, what the fuck?
Oh my Why? God, just put on Resident Evil feet, whatever.
Thank you!
Resident Evil feet.
He's just burning through all the fics until I agree to it.
Guys, we've made great progress on our fanfic queue, guys. Great job.
This is the most fanfics I've been through when I've been on a show. It's a miracle.
Same.
All right, go ahead, Sarah.
My feet hurt by...
Red agreeing with us.
Okay, bye. My Feet Hurt by Patricia 51.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody who has a foot fetish.
My name's Patricia. I have a foot fetish. I really, really like the liquors from Resident Evil.
I already don't like them.
Alice and Jill are scouting away from the other survivors. When they take a break, a remark by Jill leads to something unexpected. Could take place any time after their meeting in the church, but before the fight at the helicopter. Note that this story uses portions of Jill's history as described by the game to fill in some background. /AliceJill.
I thought that was Logan bracing himself.
Bruh, I am laying on a mattress. I'm as braced as I can get.
Take a picture. Take a selfie.
Sure, I'll take a selfie.
Give me an easy voice to do.
Do Aku Aku from Crash 3.
What?
It's an easy voice.
I have no idea who the fuck Uka, you're talking
Uka
about.
Uka is free? No, it cannot be.
Why don't you just talk like my elementary school librarian who is very nice?
I'm getting flashbacks to one of the other times I was on.
Logan, based on my premise of Sarah reading as the very nice librarian, you look like the troll hiding under her desk.
Yes, I am.
Closer to the seat that way.
God, I want to die.
Are you all right? A simple enough question normally. But since this was a situation that was anything but normal or simple, the urgency in Alice's voice was perfectly understandable. What had caused her to ride her motorcycle through the stained glass window of that church, she could not say. Couldn't say. Sure, there had been gunfire, but there was gunfire all over Raccoon City. Perhaps it was the glimpse she had caught one of what turned out to be a total of 3 liquors. Zombies, not drink.
And all of them wanted her feet. They're just like, shit, dog, give me that feet.
She really hated them with a vengeance.
Because they wanted her feet.
Yeah.
Feet.
The truth is out there. Perhaps it was a voice that spoke to her somewhere in her mind.
Feet.
Regardless of reasons, she yes, had feet. Ridden into the church and after
feet.
The ensuing...
Feet.
He stopped saying feet, goddammit.
No, he's not saying feet, he's saying eat. He's telling you to eat.
Eat at Joe's.
No, I'm telling you to feet. Why don't you get some feet?
No, he's saying eat her feet.
Nom nom.
I need an adult.
I need many adults.
I need a responsible adult.
Oh shit, I am an adult.
I need their feet!
Let's cut them off. Regardless of reasons, she had ridden into the church after the ensuing shootout ended up making... Okay, I did read that right.
Yeah.
After the ensuing shootout ended up making a friend, Jill Valentine, disgraced STARS officer. That was a bit staggering. This person does not know how to grammar at all.
Nah. Mm-hmm.
Nope. Welcome to the show.
He's not even getting to the feet, which is not what I want to hear.
True.
He's trying to build to it.
You mean the stepping stones to it? I mean, we gotta get to the soul of the problem.
Damn it. You're gonna get the boot if you keep up with that.
Yes!
Stop!
Keep going!
She didn't have friends. None that she knew of, anyway. Perhaps Lisa Addison had been. Her memories of what had transpired before she had awakened in the mansion were cloudy at best. But there had been some link with Matt's sister beyond their furtive meetings. But she didn't remember what that was, and following that line of thought brought her back to Matt. She didn't like to dwell on that. How close they had become and how they had been ripped apart just when they thought they were safe and still hurt.
Yes, Steve-o.
I'm just going to wait for people to notice the boo box.
I don't think that's how that's spelled.
Yes, it is.
I thought it was with an E.
Yeah.
No, that's periodontist, not podiatrist. It's not your teeth, it's your feet. Teeth is feet spelled backwards. Oh my god.
No, it's not.
What?
Teeth is feet spelled backwards.
No, it isn't.
Oh my god, he's right.
I mean, yeah.
What the fuck are you talking
with an
about?
F at the end.
You're so dumb.
Blame the hot chocolate pocket.
I believe that poison has infiltrated your mind.
Invest in gold.
It only goes up, not it's down.
Thank you.
I don't know. It's probably been going down a lot lately.
Yeah.
It too wants to get closer to the feet.
Good to know that this is what you're into, Sean. I'll never hang out with you again.
Wow.
So, Alice was of two minds. On one hand, it seemed safer not to get close to anyone, especially in a city where the living dead and other horrors were rapidly gaining control. But although she could take care of herself, although she didn't need anyone, there was something inside her that whispered that being alone was being empty.
And also, David, I need you to do your malicious feet thing again.
Feet.
And it looked like if anyone else was capable of getting out of the situation, it was Jill. The other woman wasn't as good as her, and she admitted it, but then Jill hadn't bonded with a virus that turned other people into monsters, but in her case, made some kind of superwoman.
Yeah, it didn't make a lot of sense.
There were no commas.
Who needs them?
Not Jill! Jill was capable, confident, and most important, she kept her cool in a crisis. So when Alice heard Jill muffle a groan and stagger slightly, she was alarmed and asked her a question. What surprised her was when Jill answered, the other woman looked embarrassed. Embarrassed? In the middle of all this?
I'm fine. I just had one too many drinks.
Feet.
Logan, you're a trooper.
Logan has us muted.
I wish I had you muted.
He doesn't want to hear you anymore.
I'm sorry you don't appreciate my voice singing the beautiful sounds of
I do.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
You sure? Alice looked around. The area seemed deserted, though she knew that could change in a flash. Then her eyes lit up as she caught sight of a sign over the front of a store. A store that was protected by a just slightly ajar steel security gate.
Great.
It's a great gate. It's the best gate. It's a beautiful gate.
You're really grating on me.
Come on.
Wow.
Alice guided a protesting Jill.
Terry Bogard really let himself loose.
He should have tied his shoelace.
And that's why they shouldn't allow kids on the escalator.
Alice guided a protesting Jill through the doorway, pulling it nearly closed behind them. A quick sweep proved the jewelry store was empty. Alice yanked the steel curtain closed and fastened it from the inside.
Mostly due to my fuck-uppery and also feet. And
yeah, that's fine.
Feet.
Angel Bane, you're next, then Sarah, and then Angel Bane will close it out. And that'll be it for the night.
All right.
That should make David happy.
I am very happy, yes.
This happens every time I'm on.
Is it Jill talking next? Or no, it's Alice. All right.
Is it Jill Taco?
Yeah, she almost became a Jill Taco.
All right, so the walls on this thing should protect us. If needed, we can retreat into the vault. Although, that would not be my preference. She flashed a light over the rear wall. The back door is steel, too, and surprisingly barred.
Strongly.
Strongly.
Oh, strongly barred. but the bars can be drawn with one turn of the handle.
Suddenly, Goofy shows up and says, did I hear somebody say back door?
Yeah. No.
I could bend the bars with my clock.
Your clock?
My clock.
I didn't know that was the time. Bye.
It's either 6:15 or Mickey has a boner.
They say my dick's a timeshare. If we got enough time, y'all can share it.
That wasn't the vacation I was promised.
I don't have a timeshare, so I'm out.
Turned her attention back to Jill. So what's the problem? What about the others? They're safe as they can be right now. Quit dodging my questions. Jill looked really embarrassed now. My feet hurt, she suddenly blurted out. Puzzled, Alice looked at the boots Jill was wearing. What's wrong with these? They don't look new. It's not the boots. Not exactly, anyway, Jill sighed.
No. I keep telling you, it's not the boots, it's you. You take your fucking pants out of the boots, pull your socks up tight. I've been doing this for 14 goddamn years. I'm telling you why your feet are hurting.
Wait, are you just saying my socks aren't on tight enough?
Are you yelling at us because we're not doing what you're telling us to do?
I have to tell this to kids at the ski hill because they don't listen.
You mean specifically having to do with ski boots? Man, I stand on my feet all day at work. This just hurts.
I've never heard Sean this angry about anything.
I had two conversations. I couldn't focus on either one of them.
It's regular for us. It's the
usual.
Well,
Logan said something and I said something, and in the end, it doesn't matter that much, does it?
Nope.
Because feet.
Logan, what did you say?
Who cares? I just want this to be over.
What did I say? Who cares? What did Dave say?
I said, who cares?
No, Dave, you said feet.
Yeah, feet.
There's a snake in my boot.
Jill sighed and sat down in a chair once meant for customers. Then it's exactly what? Alice was beginning to lose patience. She was also puzzled by Jill's reluctance to admit why. Oh, God, she thought. Had Jill been bitten on the foot by one of the lickers? Just her luck. Find a friend and have to put her down like a rabid animal.
Yeah, nope.
Which, of course, is what the other woman would become. She tightened her grip on one of her pistols, only to relax when Jill started to laugh. Okay, it's stupid, but how did I know the world was going to end today? What? Asked the baffled Alice. You probably caught that I've been a bad girl and that I've been suspended from stars. It's a long story, and Umbrella was responsible.
I think that's it-s-a.
Oh, right. It-s-a long story, and Umbrella was responsible. I experienced what is happening here once before. Jill shrugged. I've been investigating Umbrella, but ran into nothing but dead ends. I decided since I wasn't getting anywhere, and I was out of a job, at least...
Dead ends.
God damn it. At least temporarily, I would make up for some lost time. So, last night I went out. I put this outfit on and went clubbing, she smiled ruefully. This outfit.
Clubbing in her outfit?
Are you trying to tell me she was doing police work in that outfit she wore in that game?
Yes.
Maybe?
Feet!
What was the club that she went to? Club Foot?
Hey, Steve, because I'm underneath my desk, I can't put people in the boo box. Can you help a brother out?
All right. Sean, when's the last time you saw a foot doctor? Oh, right now. Welcome back. How was your doctor's appointment?
Smelt like feet. Just like my rental shop.
She smiled ruefully. This outfit, except that I wore a pair of brand new strappy spike heels, and I just got home in time to take them off and wiggle my toes before the recall came. I didn't change clothes. I just grabbed my sidearm, jammed my feet into these boots, and raced off to check on my partner. And now my feet are killing me! Alice's lips twitched. In spite of the entire grim, dark situations that surrounded them, she couldn't help it. She started to laugh. After a moment, Jill joined in. The pair managed to keep their merriment down, but they were not able to quite subdue their mirth. Even as Alice popped down in a second chair, little snickers and chuckles kept breaking out. I think we needed that, admitted Alice. Now then. She scooted her chair forward. Let's see what you've done to yourself. She gestured and Jill lifted one foot. Alice put the boot down, or pulled off the boot. She quickly inspected the bare foot, nodding. She lifted the woman's other leg and repeated the process. Still, holding Jill's foot, she looked at the other woman. No blisters, which is good, but I swear I can see
marks.
Wait,
this is a podiatry visit, what the fuck?
No, this is just foreplay for them.
Oh.
No blisters, which is good, but I swear I can see marks where every single strap of those heels rubbed you. She propped the foot on her lap and began to rub the marks away with her strong hands.
That's what causes the blisters.
Yeah.
Oh my, that feels good, admitted Jill as Alice firmly massaged not just the skin, but the aching muscles underneath.
How do you just massage skin?
Magic.
I mean, first you take it off the person.
The skin?
Yes.
Yes.
Then you make a suit.
You know this from experience.
Of course.
Aha.
By Steely Dan.
I hate what we've done to each other so much.
I know.
I don't. I love watching your pain.
I'm going to deliver that Outback via plane to Dave in 6 months. He's going to look at me, his eyes are going to water up, and he's just going to say, feet.
We're never going to get that Outback, dude. You know it. I know it.
We
all know it.
As soon as we're out of the coronavirus crisis.
Outback still does not deliver.
I'm flying to you.
Yeah, what about me? I can't get it delivered to my place. You can fly it to
me. You're flying with me.
I don't want to go to Florida.
The aviation industry is dead, Steve.
Yours?
Have you seen the news?
No.
They're going bankrupt.
That's why they're asking for money.
Wait, that's not how you say that word.
Money.
Again, I hate what we've done to each other. I will trek across the country, find the one open Outback, trek over to Florida, somehow bring Sean and Logan and Val and I was going to say Dump Truck, but his name is Xavier, and Xavier with me.
Xavier Renegade Angel?
You're going to expose Xavier to the horrors of Florida early on?
Not the horrors of the Rona, the horrors of Florida.
So what you're telling me is you're going to go from one wasteland to another.
From one swamp to another, yes.
Sounds good to me.
For David, the world.
And the answer is yes, I will.
Australia and Florida.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Maryland.
Wait, none of us live in Australia.
Isn't Australia just Asia's Florida?
No, Australia doesn't exist.
Ah, that's why it wasn't on fire.
Canada didn't stop existing when Fort McMurray burned down.
No, there is no Australia. Every Australian you meet is actually an English person acting.
Oh, is this like how the birds are all robots?
It's the flat earth thing, yeah.
I'm going to see how many people we front out of the server with our feet nonsense.
Well, we're not live, so... And Logan is still here, so that says something.
I wish I wasn't.
So I guess Logan knows what David feels like every week.
There
it is! It's a bit delayed because the Florida internet needs to buffer, but thank you.
You're welcome. Feet.
Feet.
Feet. Feet. Feet.
Go ahead.
Feet.
Feet. Feet. Feet. Feet.
It did feel good, Alice admitted to herself. Perhaps not the same good that Jill was feeling, but the warmth of the other woman, the touch of even this part of her body, felt very good indeed. Good and something else she couldn't identify immediately.
She's got the touch.
She's got the power.
She got the power! I'm not impressed.
Mm-hmm. All too bad.
Alice examined Jill's foot. Satisfied with the results, she lowered it and picked up the other leg, propping it in her lap before going to work.
It sounds like the leg was severed already.
It makes things easier.
I mean, it's the apocalypse. Gotta take what you can get.
Including feet.
Even after she had smoothed away the marks, she found herself increasingly reluctant to let go of Jill, reminding herself of the stress that the heels, especially spike ones like Jill had described, put on the wearer's legs. She slid her hands up further, rubbing the smooth swell of the other woman's calf.
Moo.
So is it like Gold Bond?
The villain from James Bond?
Gold Bond is the villain from James Bond. Gold Bond? What is going on?
I was referring to their slogan, Victory for Defeat.
Oh, I didn't know they had a slogan.
Really?
I thought it was just Gold Bond medicated powder.
No, Victory for Defeat.
Or I expect you to die.
This time, Jill's verbal response wasn't in words. It was a soft moan. Alice noticed that the other woman's breathing was speeding up and then realized her own was doing the same. It was crazy. Here they were in a city that was balanced on the brink of destruction, and she couldn't take her hands off another woman. And what was Jill thinking about all this? The answer to her question came when Alice felt something warm touch her own leg. Her head jerked up, allowing her to meet Jill's eyes, just as she recognized that it was the side of dark-haired woman's foot that was touching her.
Touching you. Touching me.
Touching you. Touching feet.
Yes!
And more than touching her, that foot was sliding up the inside of her leg.
Ooh.
Above her own boot. The look in Jill's eyes matched the stirring deep down inside her.
I imagine it's the look that Logan's been giving the monitor for the last 35 minutes.
Can you confirm, Logan?
There is no God.
As insane as the whole thing might be, Alice could not stop herself. She rose to her feet, and in one swift motion, she pulled Jill up and then against her. Jill plastered her body against Alice, and the two women hungrily sought each other's mouth.
Yar.
You know, I fixed a lot of boots on people and have never had this happen, and I'm glad.
Good.
Yeah.
But you will be prepared now when it does.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Most of my customers are kids.
Oh, no.
No, indeed. No.
I meant the adults only.
You're 10. I'm not doing anything else.
I swear, I don't condone this. It was the feet. The feet compelled me.
All right, let's finish up.
Yes. The passion, the need on both their parts was irresistible. They were drawn to each other on levels that neither had ever dreamed. There was a genuine attraction between them, emotional as well as sexual, but overwhelming everything was an almost desperate desire to prove that they were alive. They knew there was no time to spare, no time for seduction or romance, but the only time to grasp their need for a moment. But only time to grasp their need for a moment.
Holy shit, the fic knows that we're in a time crunch.
Gotta go fast.
It's very word barf.
Word barf.
Yeah.
All right, Angel Bane, go ahead.
All right, Jill wrapped her arms around Alice's neck. The kiss had turned open mouth. Immediately, their tongues danced and dueled. Alice ran her hands down Jill's back, finding the zipper to her outfit and pulling it down. The suspended police officer wiggled and her dress fell to the floor.
A wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Yeah.
She brought up one knee and used it to push the ex-security chief's dress up. Her knee pressed between Alice's legs, and the lighter-haired woman stiffened as it pushed against her heated center.
Oh no, it's the hot pocket coming back at me.
Glory to the hot pocket.
With a speed that would have been credit to any combat move she had ever made, Alice yanked her own outfit over her head, and Jill pulled on top of her as she fell back onto what fortunately turned out to be a very sturdily built table. The two women strained against each other. Wild, frantic kisses were exchanged. Alec wrapped her legs around Jill's waist as the dark-haired woman thrust herself again and again against her rescuer. Alice gripped Jill's butt, and the other cupped a full breasts and stroked an already diamond-hard nipple. Alice's head tipped back, and her hips bucked up to meet Jill. The STARS officer rained kisses over the other woman's face, neck, and shoulders.
Just then, Nemesis decided to attack.
And they've got the X gonna give it to you, Maude.
Yeah!
It only took the tapping of Jill's tongue and the amazingly gentle scrape of her teeth to set Alice off, and that explosion was echoed immediately by Jill. Both women recovered their composure almost immediately. There was no time for lingering touches, affectionate touches, or gentle cuddling.
Not touches.
No touches.
Tooches.
Tooches. Yeah, tooches. Or gentle cuddling. Clothes were hastily donned, weapons settled in place and checked. Jill checked the door they had entered, though, scanning...
Through.
Scanning one way while Alice inspected the other. When both were satisfied, they looked at each other and nodded. For just one instance, the two women held each other's gaze. Both saw the promise of what might be should they survive. Then they slipped out into the night and were gone. The end. I've always enjoyed the first time we see Jill, her legs at least, that is. When she comes in and takes off her heels and then bolts for the door.
Okay, so now the author's just fantasizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she hears the recall for all law enforcement officers, not only does she have great legs, but I always wondered what she was doing before coming home. And I thought it would be fun to have her on top rather than Alice.
Oh my god, it's finally over.
All right, thank you very much to Angel and Sarah.
And feet. And feet.
And feet.
And feet.
Yeah, and feet.
It was a very, fun-filled evening.
No, feet-filled.
Yep.
Most of the time.
Feet-filled.
And we look forward to having you all back on again.
Always.
Yeah. And a special thanks to our patrons, especially our genital guardians, who will be read by David.
A sadgasm shower pizza special from Mickey's Family Style Restaurant.
Oh,
Afro Hawk. Alexander Grass Dragon Corbet. Disambiguity. Discuss. Dizdon Plays. Epidel. Mana. Matthew J. Richard Pryor. Royster the Moister. The Perfect Boister for Proper Hoister Posture. Junior and the Waffle.
And a super special thanks to our Bull Gay beneficiaries who will be read by Sean.
We have Advent Don, Evan Baumel. I sucked a cock and I liked it. Michael Fouch, Miri, Razor Flood, Sarah for the win. That's you!
Me!
That's you!
Oh my god!
And Wage.
That's not you.
No.
That's not me.
No.
I'm the one and only Sarah for the win Bull Jay beneficiary.
Yay. Hey, hey.
Yay.
I mean, really, there's Bull only Gay. One way that we can send this out, and that's by everybody yelling about feet again.
You're going to count 3, 2, 1?
We'll catch you guys next week. Stay safe until then, please.
Yes.
Please do not die.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. And if
Stay
you
inside.
Or anybody needs anything, please post in the COVID chat. Because fuck this situation.
Hey, why are you ragging on the situation from
not
Jersey
that
Shore?
Not situation!
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Respite by Emunator. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.